Good morning, Sarah.
Now, we use body language whether we want to or not. I guess what you've done is shown us how to harness that power.
Well, that's right. What body language shows is your emotional state, and this is the key. It allows you to read a person's emotional condition, then you match it up with what you hear them saying in the circumstance under which they're saying it, and that allows you to work out what they're likely to be thinking or feeling. And women's brains are set up to do this naturally, and that's why women are so good at it, and men, we're not so good. Most guys you experience know you can't lie to a woman to her face if she knows you and get away with it. You're better off to ring her on the phone. Email's even safer, you know.
Oh, yeah, but I mean, don't you think that's true about the emails? So many people get unstuck with emails because you can't communicate the body language through the email. I mean, you can try with emoticons, but you really can't.
Well, that's right. I mean, face-to-face, 60 to 80% of the impact you're making on the other person, how they perceive you, is the way you look, appear, gesture, and behave. So you can say on average around three-quarters of how we come across is the way we look. And what we actually say, the words themselves, only account for 7 to 10%. And when you get into emails, in fact, these chat shows on the internet, it's very disadvantaging for guys because guys like the internet chat rooms because they can use words only because most of us aren't that crash hot with using body signals and communicating otherwise. And this is having the effect of restricting the amount of learning that young fellas get and how to communicate. So all they can do is really they're learning how to type and not how to suss people out.
Well, when you're preparing a written presentation, often people these days put images in there. Are there ways of using body language, perhaps, with the use of the image you choose?
Well, images can represent the point you're putting across. I know that when we do our presentations at seminars, we do about 100 a year, we use images so there's no misinterpretation. The research shows that when you use an image, that the retention of what you say is dramatically greater, up to six times greater than if you just said it. So using images is a great idea, but when you're on the telephone or radio, one way you can create images in people's minds is by using your tone of voice. And that's why we say to people in business especially that when you're making telephone calls to, say, clients or customers, is you stand up. And when you stand up, and ideally if you had a headset on, that leaves your body and hands completely free to gesture and use all the positions you'd have if you had been speaking to them face to face. And I'm doing it right now. And as a result of this, it changes the way I sound, and there's a greater chance that you'll picture in my mind what I'm likely to be doing as a gesture and hopefully not misinterpret what I say.
Oh, I'm going to try that too. Hang on, I'll just stand up. All right. So now we're both standing up and talking to each other.
Now we're both standing, yes.
Okay.
Well, I'm hunching slightly because I've got a lower microphone, so I'm feeling a bit like the Hunchback of Notre Dame.
And I've got my legs about 3 feet apart so I can get down to my microphone, so now you've got an idea of what I'm doing. Okay, so we've got an election coming up, and a lot of what people are going to hear is going to be through the radio. One of the big things that happens in an election is we all go, are they lying or are they telling the truth? Now, we've all heard the joke that how do you tell if a politician is lying? His lips are moving. But how do we really tell? How do we tell on the radio if a politician is lying or telling the truth?
Well, you did right, Sarah, because it is difficult. If you go back to that, one of the most well-known televised debates, in fact, one of the first, was between John F. Kennedy and Nixon back in 1962. And what they found from studying that was that the people who'd listened to it on the radio, that only heard it, around 80% were convinced that Nixon was the clear winner. Yet those who'd watched it on television, the same percentage, over 80%, were convinced that Kennedy won it. And the only difference was that the people who saw it picked up the body signals, which Kennedy was so good at using. Now, that's the difficulty with the radio. The radio is a good place to lie. But then again, if you look at our current contenders, we've got John Howard and we've got Mark Latham and a handful of others, most of them are pretty dull to watch, aren't they? I mean, back in the Bob Hawke days, that guy was terrific. You could watch him with the sound off and he was just as much fun as with the sound up. John Howard is... He comes across as a more gentle and, of course, we know that he's believed by most Australians for a long time to be little, yet his actual height's 5'9½". He's an average height guy, as opposed to, say, Bob Hawke, who was a couple of inches shorter. Yet most people used to think Bob Hawke was a tall guy because on television, people are only around 6 inches tall. So you're left to, in your mind, assign height points to them. And the height you make them is directly proportionate and related to how powerfully they present. John Howard has always had a very soft presentation visually. He occasionally clenches his fist and waves his finger, but he just doesn't cut it in terms of coming across as aggressive. Whereas Mark Latham, on the other hand, I mean, you turn the sound down off on him and watch him, and he is just one bundle of raw aggression. I saw him the other day karate chopping the lectern while saying he's going to help this group.
Is that a mixed message?
Well, it's a contradictory message. It's a bit like if I shook my head from side to side and had my eyes closed and I said, Sarah, I love you. I mean, would you believe me?
No, I wouldn't.
Well, this is the key with body signals, that when the gestures are in complete contradiction to the words, the gestures are showing you the person's true emotional state. The words are telling you what you think you ought to hear. And women's brains, as I explained before, are set up to differentiate between these two, which is why lying to women for men is very difficult.
Now, you say in your book that you can help us to use body language to get what you want, and I imagine the first step to that is creating a bond with a person who's got what you want.
Well, that's right. The best way to create a bond with anybody is to do that very basic animal instinct of mirroring. However a person sits or stands or moves, if you intentionally mirror it, particularly in that first 4 minutes of meeting a new contact, because in the first 4 minutes, people form up to 90% of their impression about you. So what we call first impressions, a thing that my mother and grandmother taught me about when I was a kid, now is a very scientifically verifiable thing, that we decide very quickly what we think about someone based largely on the way they appear. Now, this can be fairly detrimental for a lot of us because many people have detrimental signals about themselves, things that make them look like they're negative or switched off when in fact they're not. But you think yourself of somebody you might have met 5 or 10 or 20 years ago, and when you met them, you just couldn't take them, something about them you just didn't like. Yet after a while you got to work with them and you found that they're really quite a nice person and you get on well, but you still cannot get out of your mind the first time you met them.
Can you tell whether or not that they're sort of reading your signals and warming to you?
If you're getting a lot of hand-to-face signals where they're maybe putting, you know, they put their hand across their mouth and just touch the bottom of their nose and rub it, or put their hand on the side of their face with their thumb supported by their on their chin, these are a couple of negatives, what we call negative evaluation. So if you see those things, you're better off to stop your presentation and ask if there's something you haven't explained or try and get involvement.
It's amazing what our body tells everybody about us, isn't it? In fact, it's almost scary.
Well, it's not only amazing, though, Sarah. You know, it's when you think about the things we've written in this book on body language, when you read them, you say to yourself, well, that is so obvious, and it's always been there, but most people actually don't notice it. Women will notice on an unconscious level, and they say, I've got a gut feeling that this couple aren't getting on, but they can't actually usually articulate what they're seeing. All we've done here is articulate what you're seeing so you can do it on purpose.
It's brilliant. Alan, thanks so much for being part of the show.
Oh, my pleasure, Sarah.